Welcome back to season two of the Facade Pod. We're happy to be here. Happy that you're tuning in. My name is Matt Cryer, your favorite host. And with me, I have
Mitch Hawkins.
Your second favorite host.
Favorite host east of the Mississippi. I think that's
fair.
You're west of the Mississippi, I'm east. So we each have half the country, basically.
Yeah. Intercontinental podcast.
That's right. That's right. We're coming at you. This is the season two premiere. Matt and I wanted to introduce this upcoming season, chat a little bit about what's going on in our worlds, and talk about what we learned from this season. So there was a lot going on. We're actually coming off a weekend where we saw each other for the first time in a while. It was really fun. We had a friend get married in Chicago. My fiance, your wife were with us. We saw a lot of friends, had a lot of fun times.
Heck yeah. Yeah. I've known I was a better dancer than you for some time, Mitchell, but this weekend, I think it confirmed it.
Yeah. This weekend, you proved it. there'll be more chances for me to catch up though. I'm confident that I'll bounce back.
Yeah. How's the wedding planning coming?
It's good. It's good. My fiance Sally and I are getting married in July this upcoming summer, and we're in the thick of things. We're trying to get things finalized, figured out. Each day we're taking it one day at a time. So
I'm excited. That's going to be a good time.
Yep. We'll see if you get an invite or not. Depends on the kind of feedback we get from this season on the Facade Pod.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with that, I know everybody here, you guys are interested in hearing who we've got coming up on this season. But first, Matt, as we were planning this season out, you had a lot of, I'd say, insight into the type of guests that we were going to have this season. Why don't you tell everybody kind of what our goals were going into season two of the type of topics and guests we wanted to talk with?
Yeah, sure. I mean, season one was absolutely fantastic. We had a great lineup, majority glazing subcontractors. It was really great. We learned a little bit from each person, but one of the things we wanted to do in this season was expand that a little bit outside of just glazing contractors and focus, I guess, a little more on the broader facade development aspect of it. So we tried to, you know, find some different people from the development world, find some different consultants, find some different architects and whatnot, you know, kind of looking at it from a broader picture. We still have amazing glazing contractors on, but we wanted to kind of touch on each different level as it comes down the pipeline.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Because as much as anything, you and I are trying to learn too through this podcast, and we can learn a lot still from glazing contractors, obviously. Yeah. But having somebody from the consulting world, having, I'd say, a product expert on, having somebody from the general contracting world, like, we don't often get the opportunity to discuss their jobs with them. Like, oftentimes, say we're meeting with a consultant, you're talking about a project specific question. You're not asking them about their process and how they're guiding their owners and clients through the job. So I think that was really cool for us.
I kind of think of it like a link of, or, you know, a bunch of chain links, and, you know, everyone kind of gets into their own world, and maybe you are kind of associated with the link above you and the link below you, but, you know, there's a lot of links in that chain. So trying to figure out just what everybody does, because this facade development world is really intricate and really cool. And everyone has a very precise thing that they are trying to pull off. So I was really excited with who we were able to throw together this year.
Yeah. So with that, I'll just kind of give everybody a brief overview. This is our first episode. The next episode that we'll launch is going to be with Dan Papadinic from Socatec. Dan is the director of new construction there at Socatec in New York. Our next guest, and these might change a little bit, but as of now, it's Dr. Chris Shepard, the head collision specialist at the ABC. We also have Mike Nealand and Steve Abring from Permastalisa, North America. We have Mike Bruskin, Mike was the director of procurement for Turner Construction. We had Matt Day from Glazer Nation. We already released that podcast.
Yeah, you guys got all saw a peek at that one. Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic.
It was awesome. But I think what one of the things that I've tossed around doing is as we re-release that one, splitting it into two podcasts, it's another way for people to listen to it. And
yeah,
so I think
we find that 30 to 45 minutes is really easy to turn on over the lunch break or tune into as you kind of are doing your stuff Monday morning. So that seems to be a good kind of spot that people like podcasts in. Tell us if we're wrong, by the way.
Yeah. And then the last episode that we'll do, and we actually haven't recorded this one yet, but it's with Garrett Henson and Seth Madol at Viracon. And so we have some plans on that one. We need to wait to record that one for a couple of weeks. We're really excited to have those guys on too. And so it really it's kind of a who's who of the glass and glazing world. And I'm not sure why they decided to come out with us.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right, Mitchell. So I got a question for you. What did you learn, from season one going into season two? What did you learn about being a podcast host? You know, what did we try to implement this year?
So I think our scheduling was better. Whereas in the first season, we were just really flying by the seat of our pants. We didn't have a plan on when we were going to release stuff or how many did we want to do. This season, we were pretty structured of we had the six people that we wanted. We got all of those recorded and now we're releasing them. Well, outside of Seth and Garrett. But I think we were more structured this time around. The other thing too, there were a lot of people, and you're going to be mad that I'm even saying this. There were a lot of people that either didn't respond to our request or showed initial interest and then kind of fell off from actually being a guest on our podcast. And frankly, it's just like sales, right? You just got to keep asking the questions. You got to keep asking people if they want to be on and not be deterred if people are busy or if they don't have interest right now, and just be grateful that when people do choose to come on. And
yeah, we are super grateful for anybody's time, that takes the time out of their busy day. Cause these are some big names with big roles, and taking 30 to 45 minutes to talk to two jabronis is a big, big ask.
It is. And so, and really, I think the biggest thing that has stuck out to me is this has been a huge gift for us just from the standpoint, it's allowed us to network with people that we would have a very difficult time networking with outside. Yes. Yeah. That's a big benefit to us that I think we kind of hoped would happen, but now that it's happened and with some of the people we've talked with and gotten to know, it's been very, very cool.
Yeah. The networking aspect and it is huge, and it just gets you connected to so many people in this industry. It's a big family. Everybody wants to help each other out, and having these different guests from different areas of the country, it just helps you get exposure and helps see things from different points of view. So I certainly agree with that.
Yep. And I also learned sometimes I need somebody to tell me no. Meeting you. Sometimes I get off and I have harebrained ideas and schemes of oh, let's do this or let's do this. And then having you to be whoa, don't send that email yet.
Once a week, Mitch is Matt, I think we should make a movie. Let's make a full length feature film about glass. It'll be fantastic. I'll bankroll it. It'll be fine. I'm whoa. Let's slow this down a bit.
Yep. So it's there's some definitely some checks and balances out of
and you are the driving force, Mitchell. You're the driving force doing all the background stuff, editing the videos and doing things like that. I'm sure I'll have to start pulling my own weight in that regard for now, but I'm gonna push that off on you for as long as possible, my friend.
Well, it's worked so far. We still have to launch all these, so we have some work cut out for us yet. But for right now, I'm happy with where we're at. I'm really excited to get into this season. And yeah, we've put a bunch of time and effort into this, and we have a lot of stuff going. So I'm going to pat ourselves on the back here and say, good job, buddy.
Yeah, good job. Good job to you too. I will say for our listeners, if you've made it this far through this episode, please, we are going to be dropping these weekly. Please like, please share, please comment, and just really please give us some feedback as to whether or not you like it, whether or not you don't like it. If you have any recommendations, constructive criticism, we're willing to hear it all. But, you know, as always, like and share and continue to share it with, you know, your own audiences.
Yep, that's really beneficial. So keep an eye out on LinkedIn. Follow us. And thanks for listening.